American History, Topic 3, Lesson 5, The Story of America During World War I, Organizing the Home Front. Welcome, this is Justin. I'm back again to tell you the story of America during the war. Make sure you review your textbook for a deeper dive into this complex topic. When the United States entered World War I in 1917, the government needed to mobilize the entire country for war. This wasn't just about soldiers on the battlefield. It was about everyday Americans doing their part. The government launched campaigns encouraging citizens to grow victory gardens, which were small vegetable gardens planted at homes and community spaces. These gardens helped alleviate food shortages and allowed more food to be sent to troops overseas. The government also regulated industries to ensure they produced war materials, creating a sense of unity and purpose among Americans. American workers step up to help prepare for war. As industries geared up for war, American workers, many of whom were women, stepped into roles that had previously been dominated by men. Factories thrived, producing everything from weapons to uniforms and the products needed by the people on the home front. This shift not only supported the war effort, but also began to change societal norms about women's roles in the workforce. Women became so essential in the war effort that after the war, many believed that the time had come for women to gain the right to vote and become full citizens. More on that in a later topic. Building the military. To build a strong military force, the U.S. implemented a draft, requiring men to enlist in the armed forces. This significant move drew millions into service. With so many men gone, women filled jobs in factories and offices, leading to long-term changes in gender roles and paving the way for future movements advocating for women's rights. Controlling free speech. During the war, the government passed the Espionage Act and later the Sedition Act to limit free speech. These laws made it illegal to criticize the government or the war effort, leading to arrests of dissenters. The government believed it was essential to have a committee on public information to promote propaganda and maintain public support for the war. Ending the war. The arrival of U.S. forces in Europe in 1917 was a game changer. American troops boosted morale and provided the much-needed manpower to turn the tide against the Central Powers. Their involvement helped lead to the eventual armistice in November 1918. An armistice is a formal agreement between warring parties to stop fighting, typically as a prelude to peace negotiations. It does not signify the end of a war, but rather a cessation of hostilities, allowing both sides to discuss terms for a more permanent resolution. Armistices can be temporary or indefinite, and they often set the stage for further diplomatic discussions or treaties. A notable example is the armistice that ended fighting in World War I on November 11, 1918, which marked a significant step toward the eventual peace treaty that formally ended the war. Russia leaves the war. In 1917, Russia exited the war due to its own internal issues, specifically the Bolshevik Revolution and massive casualties in the war. This shifted the balance, forcing the Allies to adapt to a new strategy without Russian support. Americans enter combat. American soldiers quickly made their mark in key battles, showcasing bravery and determination. Their fresh energy was vital, contributing significantly to the Allies' victory. The aftermath of the war. The war's end came with the signing of an armistice on November 11, 1918, but the world was soon faced with a devastating pandemic, the Spanish flu, that claimed more lives than the war itself. A flawed peace. The peace process exposed significant divisions among the nations involved. President Wilson championed the idea of national self-determination, asserting that people should have the right to choose their own governments. However, his vision faced considerable criticism, and reparations were imposed on Germany, which fostered resentment and set the stage for future conflicts. Germany was compelled to sign a treaty that assigned blame for the war to them. The guilt clause in the Versailles Treaty planted seeds of anger that would eventually contribute to a new and even more destructive conflict, World War II. Opposition at home to President Wilson's plan. Many Americans disagreed with Wilson's ideas for peace in the League of Nations, fearing international entanglements and the loss of American sovereignty. Sovereignty refers to the authority of a state or governing body to govern itself and make decisions free from external interference. It encompasses the ability to create laws, control territory, conduct foreign relations, and maintain order within its borders. Sovereignty is a fundamental principle in international law, signifying that a state has the ultimate power over its affairs and is recognized as such by other states. This concept is essential for understanding the dynamics of power and governance in both domestic and global contexts. The fear of the League of Nations among many Americans stemmed from concerns that it could undermine the country's sovereignty and entangle the U.S. in foreign conflicts. Opponents argued that joining the League would obligate the United States to participate in international decisions and military actions dictated by an external body, the League of Nations, potentially overriding Congress's authority to declare war. This apprehension was heightened by the memory of the sacrifices made during World War I, leading many to favor a return to isolationism. They worried that the League could lead to a loss of autonomy, as American interests might be subordinated to the collective decisions of other nations, thereby jeopardizing the nation's ability to act independently in its own affairs. Ultimately, these fears played a significant role in the U.S. Senate's refusal to ratify the Treaty of Versailles and join the League, reflecting a broader tension between international cooperation and national sovereignty. Post-war economic turmoil. As soldiers returned home, the nation faced challenges with inflation and the rising cost of living. This economic instability led to strikes and unrest as workers demanded better wages and conditions. Racial and social unrest. The return of soldiers, particularly African-American veterans, led to heightened racial tensions and violent clashes in several cities. The war had altered the social landscape, and these changes were met with resistance. Many African-Americans questioned how they could be asked to fight for America in Europe when the nation would not protect their civil rights at home. The Red Scare. Amid fears of communism, Attorney General A. Mitchell Palmer initiated a series of raids to deport suspected radicals, resulting in thousands of arrests. This period of panic highlighted the lasting impacts of the war on American society, creating an atmosphere of fear and suspicion. Once again, this is Justin. Thanks for joining me to study. Let your teacher know if you have any questions. Study smart. I'll talk to you here next time.